It was the third petition filed in 2 months by a group of wildlife advocates concerned about a potential decline in the Denali Region wolf population. Petition author and conservation biologist Rick Steiner says he's very disappointed with the board's latest denial.
This is not an animal rights issue. This is not a predator control issue. This is about two things and two things only. One, protecting the functional integrity of Denali National Park wildlife assemblages. That's number one. And number two, maximizing the economic value of Alaska's wildlife to wildlife tourism.
Data from the National Park Service show wolf sightings are becoming increasingly rare in Denali National Park and Preserve. Petitioners also included information about the economic value of wolves to the region. But Acting Board of Game Chairman Ted Spraker says he still doesn't think the data supports an emergency action.
That is a very high hurdle for the board. And unless it's an absolute, you know, dire emergency, the board just has not recognized any of these petitions in the past.
The board voted 0-6 to deny the first petition. One member was out of state at the time. A second petition was also denied unanimously. Groups have sparred over wolves in the area for nearly a decade. Spraker says he recommends petitioners and the Park Service discuss the issue with two known trappers in the area.
To me, there's just a lot of personal animosity between these guys. And it's almost like no one wants to sit down and really hammer out what's going on and, you know, how it, you know, it looks bad for trappers across the state and really talk to these guys and try to, you know, negotiate some sort of a deal or compromise.
Do you think that the Board of Game could play a role in facilitating that kind of conversation at all?
No, that's not our business. You know, we don't need to be the third party in this discussion.
Rick Steiner says he's already contacted at least one trapper without success. He says petitioners still have other options.
One, go to court in the state, try to overturn this backwards Board of Game decision. Secondly, go to the legislature, try to get a bill passed. Broadly looking at these issues of buffers, or specifically at imposing the Denali buffer again. And then third, getting the federal government, the Department of Interior, to stand up finally and become a stronger advocate for integrity of wildlife management on federal lands in Alaska.
The Board of Game did away with the buffer zone in 2010 and placed a moratorium on the issue until 2016. The Park Service is counting wolves in Denali National Park this month. The wolf trapping season opens on November 1st. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.